It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Well, greetings, our listening friends, and we thank you for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. Our good friend Ken Adams has done the production to put our conversation together into a radio program, and that should solve that little problem. We had a table squeaking. It was up against the wall. I've moved it now. Jerry Brenneman is here. Jerry, we are in your office as we usually are, and as we record, we're just a couple of weeks before Christmas, and so we want to talk about holidays a little bit, but first we want to get to know our guest. And every woman we have in here is unique, because every individual is unique. Not that their stories are necessarily in broad spectrum, something we haven't heard before, because that doesn't happen much anymore. But as individuals, their needs are unique, and the ministry to that person is unique. So introduce our guest, and let's hear her story.
Marcella is one of those women that, for some reason, I remember the day she came in. You know, and that's always a good thing, Jim, when it comes to people that go in the programs, because so often I would be able to say that at a graduation. I remember the day you first came in. But that's not Marcella's goal for next door. So she's living in the crisis home. And I remember the first day, I think I met her at lunch. For some reason, I remember we were sitting at the same lunch table. And she's got three great kids, and I was just fascinated with the kids. She's got a young teen daughter and then two little guys. And I think one of the things that no matter what she has gone through, and I don't know that much of her history. I don't know specifically what brought her here, so I'm eager to hear her tell it. But she sits here right now, and she apologized for not dressing better for the radio, so I want everyone to just imagine that you're sitting next to a beautiful woman in a black sweatsuit. But so whatever she was wearing wasn't what she planned to wear on the radio, because she didn't know she was going to do this when she got up today. But when you look at her face, you look at her hair, you look at her lipstick, mm-hmm. all those things that any woman trying to lead a normal life mm-hmm. does. And that, I think that's just always really good to see. Because mm-hmm. I know, especially women, when we get depressed or we just can't handle anymore, first thing that goes is our lipstick. And then I just so often think, how, one of the things you don't think of a lot when you're homeless is just getting your hair cut. You know, it's, we have a woman who comes in here who cuts hair once a month. Those little things, I just, for some reason, I thought of that with Marcella. She's got beautiful long hair. She probably doesn't need to get it cut. But it is not easy when you're going from place to place, or just you never know where you're going to be. It isn't easy to look nice. And she always does. And so I just think, you know, she's getting up every day and putting her best foot forward, and she's going for it. And that's what that appearance says to me. So whether or not you got out the right radio clothes, you got every day, Marcella, I noticed that. No matter what, you're going to face the world head on.
Yeah, the old saying is that I apply to myself is I've been in radio a long time, but then again, I've got a great face for radio. Marcella, on the other hand, would look well on camera. She is put together, and it's a delight. But appearances aside, Marcella, women don't come here because their lives are all put together. Mm-hmm. What was going on? What's been going on the last year in your life?
The last year has been complicated to find a job out here. And
now you say out here. Were you somewhere else?
No, in Fresno.
Okay.
And so that's been hindering me a lot. And basically some losses that I've endured with family, you know, and stuff like that, and depression started taking over. And it's just been real rough. And then me raising my children, you know, by myself, because my husband has had some setbacks also being in and out of prison. And it's been kind of difficult. But lately we've been here, and we've been trying to get things back together and for our family and our children.
Now, frequently, I don't know how to put a percentage on it, but there's usually some kind of substance abuse or something in the background of the women that we talk
especially
to.
Especially when she talks about her husband being in and out of prison. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we're up to 99.9% chance that that's a safe question here.
Mm-hmm. Is that your case?
No. It's just depression has taken
over. But with your husband, I mean, that you're depressed, but there's something behind all of this setting it off.
I think basically just him having, you know, being when he gets out, it's rough for him to find employment.
Is he out now?
No, he'll be out in probably a couple more months. But he does try. It just gets difficult. And then me trying to, you know, keep the family together, it gets rough for me, too, because I don't, how do you say, I don't take time out for myself, I guess, and things start getting hectic.
Yeah. So you're here now trying to get an apartment.
Yes.
And so when your husband gets out of prison, will he be in the apartment also?
I'm not sure at this moment. I think I want him to start seeking employment first and starting to get back on track with himself. That way I could focus on me and my children, you know.
You know, and Marcel, I'm don't worry about it. I'm not interrogating you, but I want people so that they get a better view of how difficult it is when you've had, you've kind of been walking in a ditch in a way. You've had a lot of holes that you keep stepping in, and how hard it is then to get on firm ground. Mm-hmm. So you have a husband that you have expectations for when he gets out of prison. You want him to start taking care of business with himself before he can take care of his family.
Exactly.
But you are mentioning you want to also work on yourself.
Yes. And
I think you've probably learned when you're here, you can't just go out and work on yourself. You know, I kind of compare it to a musical person. Most of us are not musical geniuses. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to learn an instrument and we can teach ourselves, we might get so far. You know, we can learn three notes and then we are stuck doing the same notes over and over. That's my fear for you. Mm-hmm. That you are going to, what have you learned that you are going to be able to apply and not keep falling back in that hole?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want us to do first, to take that stand so we could be, I could be a better wife and a better mother to my children and, you know, a better, you know, just person to myself, you know, as far as him too also. And then maybe things could go together.
How are you going to learn to do that? Who's going to teach you? What? Come on. Her eyes are getting bigger, and she's saying, I don't know. But again, Marcella, I think that's really, really important for anybody, not just someone in your situation, but for Jim, for me. If we know that what we're doing has got us on the wrong track, how do we by ourselves ever get on the right track? So I guess what I'm throwing in your face here is you need some help. Where are you going to get it?
Well, I'm going to start looking for employment again. I want to go back to school, you know, get things situated, make sure my children are stable and they have somewhere to go. You know, I don't want to be out here like this anymore. You know, and you guys have helped so much with everything that you do for the women here. You know, you guys provide everything for them. You try to show them a different way and teach them and guide them, but we also have to do our footwork.
What one or two things have you picked up here? Because you've been here about 2 weeks. You're maybe going to be here another one or two. It's not going to be a long time. So what one or two things, maybe besides knowing a little bit more about the Lord, is there something specific you've learned here in maybe how to deal with the problem or how to not deal with the problem or
how to renew my mind maybe, you know, how to let things go and to stay focused and to keep faith and not to give up.
Okay, I'm going to really put you on the spot here because everyone is wanting some specifics. Don't worry. Tell a little bit about the one trouble you had with a staff member, because I think that's learning a new way. Yeah, that's learning a new way that maybe you can apply when you leave here. So tell a little bit about that. Whatever you can say that's safe.
Well,
it wasn't a huge thing.
It was just a situation that occurred, and I appreciate her being stern, and it made me look at myself like maybe I need to start staying, maybe I was doing something wrong, or maybe I needed to start listening a little more and taking in what she said positive instead of negatively. And
I think that's perfect. And even if you leave here, and that's all
criticism.
That you can take with you is maybe I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She and one of our house managers who can be very stern sort of knocked heads a little bit. And Marcella went back to the staff member. And I don't know if you apologized
yes,
or somehow you made a way for a conversation. That was not something you're used to doing, I have a feeling.
No, I'm not, but I am willing to accept when I'm wrong. You know, and no matter the situation, whether I felt like attacked maybe at that moment, maybe it wasn't that way and I needed to take time to think about the situation and handle it differently.
So that's a really key thing if you can take out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, life is not going to get any easier once you get out of here and you have an apartment because the things that you need to learn, you need to practice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
You can do it.
All right. Thank you.
Let me ask you this. How did you hear about Evangel Home?
Well, I was looking it up because in our family where we stay at, there's a lot of us in there. And so I learned, I was going through the shelters. And one of my friends had told me about this place. I don't know how she heard of it. But she told me about this place, and that's how I came here.
And here you are.
What'd you think when you first walked in the door?
I was kind of excited. You know, I wanted to see what they had to offer. And I'm so glad and thankful that I did come, and I appreciate Jerry so much.
Okay.
Thank you
for sharing.
So we better let Marcella go. So she's been holding her breath for like 10 minutes. I think she's ready to pop. If you want to go ahead and go, Jim, and I can talk, and you'll be okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Nice
so
to
much.
Meet you, Marcella. Right, thanks for coming
great.
And sharing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We are up against about a minute time limit here, Jerry. What's as we're coming up to Christmas, anything our listeners need to know? And comments about Marcella now that she's left the room.
I thought that would probably be really wise of us and good, maybe even more than what we need right now, to think of what someone like Marcella needs.
Yeah.
You know, I think anyone listening, and by the way, she is now gone from the room, but anyone listening knows there was a whole lot to read between the lines. And someone who's here for only 2 or 3 weeks and thinks they're going to leave here and make changes, you can't do it.
Hmm. I thought your analogy about musicianship was excellent. You can go so far with natural ability, but you can't learn the techniques and the skills really to progress very far without instruction.
I had a guitar, the C chord, the G chord, and the F chord. Man, you can do a whole lot with those, but that was it.
Yeah.
And so I think in a way that's sort of how we go through life. You know, we all have music inside of us. I sound like Carlos Santana talking about but we do. And when she talks about her husband being in and out of prison, and, you know, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, we didn't get everything.
Yeah, we weren't going
so, friends, pray for Marcella. And if you're out there, my listening friend, and you've tuned in and your story sounds familiar, call us, 264-4714. That's all we have time for. Jerry, thanks. And my listening friend, thanks for joining us. Ken, make it a program for our next edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.